Welcome to My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to discuss the issue of people who come to work sick and spread their sickness to others. We'll start with a question from someone whose coworker came to work with a cough and fever and proceeded to infect others with that illness. We'll talk about what your options are if you have a coworker who insists on being a super spreader.
This is one of those topics that definitely came to light during the COVID pandemic. What are your rights when someone at work refuses to consider the welfare of others? I hope more people will send questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So here's a question we're working with today. I work with a woman in my office who is so immature. She comes to work sick for 2 days, and I keep saying to her, shouldn't you be home? She finally left, but ended up infecting me and our sub with the same symptoms. The sub and I got really sick with a bronchial cough and 102 fever. I ended up losing out on income from missing 2 nights in a row of my second job. I also missed a weekend trip I'd planned. I called HR and asked what my rights were, and it was obvious that my coworker should have been home. They bounced me to 2 other people who basically said it's a gray area. How do I handle something like this going forward?
Look,
if you have to go to work, you really need to wear a mask. Wearing a mask is not maybe where you're living. It's not acceptable, but basically it's not that bad. Go to work, and I don't know why someone would go to work if they're sick. Maybe they didn't feel as sick as they were. I don't know, but who knows? Maybe their house is worse. But if you're going to go to work, you really need to wear a mask, or you need to ask if you can work in a room by yourself. I mean, you have to be responsible. It's not really HR or your coworkers. Like, each individual has to be responsible, I think.
Yeah. I mean, again, when we talk about the topic of boundaries, and particularly when we talk about it in Working With You Is Killing Me, we say that the thing about boundaries is that they're different for everyone.
Yeah.
And that no one will know what your boundaries are unless you verbalize them. And in this case, it sounds like the woman who got sick by her coworker said to that individual, shouldn't you be home?
Yeah.
And clearly that the individual who was sick didn't think she should be. So, I mean, that's a problem. And I think because of COVID, we all know that that can be a deadly problem.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we're also all more aware of the cost of someone sick coming to work, right?
Yeah. And infecting others, it's really not very nice. I mean, it's not a fair thing to do in the workplace, because, you're all, the air just recirculates. So it's a very contagious environment.
Right.
If you're sitting outside, you're sitting in an office. So I don't think it's, you want to be a good person to work with. You want to be able to have your coworkers like you.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of stuck with them. They're not your friends, not your family, but you're kind of stuck with these people. So I think that the woman was in the wrong. Honestly, I do think HR, some companies might come in and say, if you have a fever, you need to go home.
That's right.
This HR does not want to be involved, which is not that unusual. Don't think it's that great. But I think, unfortunately, this woman who sent in the question and got sick, it's not her fault. The other person really should have been more responsible.
Right.
And I think each and every one of us has to be responsible for how we handle our own illnesses.
Well, I think, though, it's a good point. You were talking about the mask. I hate to say it to the person who sent this question, but really, if you're saying that your HR says it's a gray area and your boss did not back you in telling this person to go home, then I think how you can handle it is you should have a mask.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the best defense is a good offense. And so unfortunately, it sounds like she, this individual, how you can handle it going forward, I would keep masks at your desk. Yeah. And perhaps next time, if this individual comes to work sick, that you go directly to your boss and say, look, I am not willing to get sick again. Please move me, or tell this person to go home.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, because this person is not going to help you out here, they're not going to care about anybody, that you're going to have to take the situation in your own hands, which I don't, you know, I remember when I did work in an office, I was usually the one that would have to say, okay, I'm going to move to a different space. I'm just going to go to that office in the back there where no one wants to sit.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get sick. So it's probably not that uncommon, but you should not get sick by somebody at work. That's just not very nice.
Yeah.
So I think everyone has to handle it for themselves and really stop being a super spreader. Just take care of yourself.
Right.
You know, I know people hate wearing a mask. I don't like wearing one either, but you don't want to get everyone sick.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's something you could bring up. One could bring up also with a supervisor, you know.
Yeah.
Could we come up with some kind of a policy for the office for when people come in clearly sick?
Yeah.
I mean, that is something, even if the HR isn't willing to put down their foot, you could have at least a departmental policy potentially.
I like that idea a lot. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope this works. If you're dealing with something like this, we'd love to hear how you solved it.
Yeah.
So, that's it for this podcast. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, check us out on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, go to My Crazy Office on our website and hit the subscribe button. Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.